Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the week where I continue to take my lumps. Ted continues to take his victory lap, although he didn't wear his shirt this week.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I don't like to just rub in your face every week.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Every
other week. Is that the schedule?
Is that, yeah, well,
okay.
Much.
All right. It's
the next time I wear a shirt, it'll be at the end.
Okay. So it is time for our pick six parlay.
A pick six. He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six. And he flips the game.
Let's go! Football Talk, which the pick six parlay qualifies as, on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan Ball.
Okay, boys, 2-4 last week, 33-33, 500 on the season. We are now the Boston Celtics of making picks in the NFL. We all make our picks against the spread, non-Patriots games. We put it together. We give Andy Hart a parlay. He bets $2 and donates $2 to the sportsbook of his choice. Andy Hart, we have a new wrinkle this week, and you lead us off for our pick six parlay. Andy's going to share his pick. If Ted Johnson, who is our leader right now at 9-2 through 11 weeks, if he doesn't like the pick, then he has the veto power. That is what the leader in the clubhouse gets. All right, Andy, what's your first pick this week?
So I teased it in my three-point stance. Shedeur Sanders is playing for his first start for the Cleveland Browns. They are playing at the Raiders. This could be a mistake. I watched the Raiders last week. They look terrible. Ashton Jeanty looks terrible. Geno Smith looks terrible. They are just a bad football team. And I think the Browns have a good defense. I think the Browns defense gets after Geno Smith, takes care of that. And Shedeur Sanders just adds a little life to the offense. Oh, you're giving me 4 points? I will take the 4 points. Give me the Browns in Vegas against the Raiders.
Great description. Ted Johnson.
You don't want my opinion, do you?
I do. You got to tell me, do I get to keep my pick, or do you use your veto power and I go to my plan B?
Yeah, give me a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Boom.
Ah, yes.
Right there.
Emperor
right there.
Commodus has voted he does not live.
Okay, so plan B, I forgot the request. Is Monday night eligible? Can I use Monday night football?
Yeah, I think in a veto you can use it, sure. Yeah.
So in a veto Corleone, sure.
Yeah.
Give me the 49ers, -7 at home to take care of business against Carolina. You said it, Dan Ball. Brock Purdy comes back. He should be better than they were with Mac Jones, and they were. So Brock Purdy continues to roll, and he rolls over Bryce Young, and there'll be no 400 yards in this one, Bryce.
Very nice. Fitzy.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my wheelhouse, my comfort zone, the place where I kind of got back on track a few weeks ago. I'm going to go with the largest spread on the board this week, 13.5 points. Baltimore Ravens are home hosting the New York Jetropolitans. Yes, I understand the Jets, too, got the micro bye coming off the previous Thursday night's affair against the Patriots. The Jets usually don't score more than 13 points, especially on the road. Baltimore's defense is playing much better than at the start of the season. They're getting healthier. Lamar Jackson in the offense, they're rolling. They average 27 points at home. 27-13 is a cover by a half a point, but I think they'll actually score more. Give me the Ravens giving 13.5 at home against the Jets.
Love a big spread for you, Fitzy. That's been a reason for success. Andy, your eyes perked up, but I don't need to hear what came to mind first. Instead, Ted Johnson.
All right, come on now. I'm going with the Sunday night game, which on paper looks like a really good game, right?
Yeah.
You got the Bucs going out to the Rams. A lot of people think the Rams are the best team in the NFL, and I might agree with them, actually. They kind of squeaked out a win against Seattle, but Seattle's a damn good team in last week. But here's the thing. The Buccaneers had to travel to Buffalo last week and lost in a barn burner, okay?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Then they had to fly home, and now they're flying all the way out to L.A. to play what I think is the best team in the NFL. And I'm looking at one spread here, and I'm a little bit dubious because I feel like I've seen 6.5. They are favored right here on ESPN set by 7.
I've seen 6.5.
But I'd like to get that 6.5 is what I'd really like to get. I don't know if we can – how we do that, but that would be my preference. And also, Baker Mayfield – is 4-9 in prime time games against the spread. So give me the Rams. I want to say 6.5. I'd rather like get to 6.5.
Are we making up our own numbers?
I'll tell you that the number that's being put together back behind the glass had 6.5.
6.5. There we go. So
boom.
I'll take the Rams 6.5.
Yeah.
All right. Stanley Bruno.
Well, Dan, the Colts are at the Chiefs this weekend. Colts 8-2, Chiefs 5-5. The Colts are +3.5. I'm going to go with the Colts. Now, Patrick Mahomes has never lost 3 straight regular games in a row, which tells me it's bound to happen. And I just hate the Chiefs. Any threat to the Patriots' dynastic run is I'm not with that. So give me the Colts +3.5 against the Chiefs.
Do the Chiefs look old? Patrick Mahomes look? Can you imagine? He's only halfway to reaching what Brady was able to accomplish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he hasn't dialed in.
He doesn't look like he cares. You know, like he's not going to be eating ice cream avocado or avocado ice cream.
He's going to take his kids out for ice cream and just have a sundae like me.
He's not going to age well, I don't think.
Nope.
Okay. Brian, who you heard at 4:45, has the Jacksonville Jaguars -2.5 at the Arizona Cardinals. That is his pick for this week. And I have the Lions. Now, when I put my pick in, Jackson Dart was still questionable.
Yeah.
So I had it at -10. He has been ruled out. The line has moved. It's now -12.5. So I will take a ruling from the group on where we go with that. But here's my rationale. I'll take it either way because I just think you can only punch the New York Giants so many times before they give up. What's left of their emotional core? Jackson Dart was leading them to at least some exciting games. He's out. Cam Scataboo was their heartbeat for a couple weeks. He's out. You fire the coach. Kafka's group against Green Bay did a decent job, but the Lions are coming off and just getting walloped by the pressure that was brought by the Philadelphia Eagles. I know the Giants' defensive front is decent, but I see a Lions bounce back at home. I like them no matter if it's 10 or 12.5, give me the Lions in the parlay.
I just think for picking purposes, we probably have to go 12.5. If we actually ask people to bet with us and they put the parlay in today, right, that's what they're going to get.
Yeah, it's fair. But I would argue that I put my pick in before the line changed. But
that's fair, too.
You know, we'll go with whatever. I'm comfortable with either number. So our parlay, once again, is Niners, Ravens, Rams, Lions, Colts, and Jags. $10 pays $4.40. Andy, your $2 wins you $88.09 as we look to go back over 500 in this week's Pick 6 Parlay.
Oh,
and you know what the first text reaction was to my pick? The 401 said, Andy just screwed the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just assumes now the 49ers are going to lose because I picked them.
Yep.
That's where I am in this whole
process. Well, blame me because I had your first game that you picked. I rejected.
You know how that's
going to
work.
To thank you.
That one's going to win.
No.
Yeah, probably. And I don't want to hear it from you.
No, I won't.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean, you might.
You earned it.
Nope.
I have earned this.
I'm earning what I got.
Right. No, I am... If I wanted to not be vetoed, then I should have picked better along the way to not be the loser in last place when the rest of you all have decent records. You have a great record, and everybody else has decent records. I'm just the loser pulling up the rear. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. We're going to make our picks in a place where I'm actually competitive, where I actually win sometimes. That's picking the Patriots game. Joe Burrow, no Joe Burrow, who cares? We pick the Patriots Bengals up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.